you should have three pages. The first says on Hilchos Pesach, and then there are other two that say on Hilchos Tfilas Mincha. Hilchos Pesach and Hilchos Mincha. Last week, we learned inside the Sichas Aran the inyan of Tz'aka, of screaming. Screaming with a voice, screaming without a sound. And at the end I said that we would learn where the koyach of a scream comes from. It's a very, very big subject in Rabbi Nachman's writings, the tzaka, more than in any of the Sfarim HaKadoshim. It's by Rabbi Nachman, a very central point in all of his teachings. Tefillah in the way of tzaka. And at the end, I said, Rachel Imenu Yaakov Avinu. That was at the very end last week. So there are two pieces that are parts of much, much bigger pieces in Likud Halachos from Rabbi Nachman, which I had a cheshik to do, even if we wouldn't have come to this piece in Sichas Aran, but that it worked out is noch besser, it's even better. So in Hilchos Pesach, Likud Halachos, Halacha tests if you're base. Here, it's again part of a much bigger, bigger, bigger Torah, explaining a Torah look at the Maran. And to do it properly would take a very long time from beginning to end. Just a piece, a little piece that's magay to what we're doing. V'zeh b'chines Yisachar. Yisachar chamer garm. The bracha of Yisachar, as you know, Yisachar with the great Talmid Chachamim, the greatest Talmid Chachamim, Levi, Shevet Levi, and Yisachar were people who are learning day and night, and who are to be the greatest teachers of the Jewish people. So it's an interesting bracha. The bracha that Yisachar is compared to a donkey that schleps, yeah? It's an interesting bracha. That animal is not one that is very highly thought of in Torah, and doesn't even in the world it's not like too respected. And Yisachar, what's the shaychus with Yisachar? So Pirish Rashi, everybody knows Rashi says, Shekibalov ol Torah kechamer. So we know that what's unique about that animal, about the donkey, is a good schlepper. It's a good schlepper. It's able to take upon its shoulders a tremendous amount. So Rashi brings from Chazal that Yisachar is compared to the chamer, to the donkey, because Yisachar takes upon himself the ol Torah. He accepts upon himself to learn and the hardship that comes with days and nights spent in learning. So Nelson writes, Kachamer Davka Kanal. Ki Yisoch is a Bechinus HaTzadik HaGodl. Hamavur B'Torah Nal. He says, Yisachar is talking about the tzaddik, the big tzaddik, that Rabbi Nachman is talking about in this Torah. Sheesh lekoach lahoyer b'dayim ma'ilu b'dayim ata. The truly great tzaddik has the ability to illuminate the lives, to lift up and to inspire both the dari ma'ilu and the dari ata. Dari Maila, those who dwell above, and Dari Mata, those who dwell below. In simple English, those who are on a very exalted level, or who are great people, and who are oftentimes, because of their greatness and learning, let's say, are filled with themselves. And then you have the Dari Mata. Those are the subterranean chevra. Darimata, the ones who can't stand themselves, who don't see any good in themselves, who are far, far removed from holiness. The Darimala and the Darimata. And the tzaddik has the ability to reach both of these types, and of course everything in between. But even these two extremes are the Darimala and the Darimata. Because the tzaddik doesn't have, apparently, a school only for mitzvahim. The tzaddik doesn't only reach out to the best and the brightest and the purest and so on. Nor does the tzaddik only deal with the chevra that are lost. Darimala, darimata. Sheesh l'korach l'har b'darimayelu b'darimata. Another way of putting this again, this without going into the whole Torah from Rabbi Nachman and this whole piece, the Ben, Heros Ben the Talmud and Alkadei Shilhem Yira, he's able to inspire both the Darimala and Darimata to bring them to have a feeling of Yiras Shamayim. The Ikar Hu Ha'aris HaTalmud. And the Ikar is to illuminate the life of a student of a Talmud, shehi ha'oris darimata, which is another way of saying the darimata. Again, without going into it right now, what's the difference between a ben and a Talmud? The darimata, shezo ikar tanuga v'shashua v'yisbaruch, the greatest delight and pleasure that Hashem is Baruch has, k'sha'oyla ha'avayda mehem, the greatest nachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, is when the Darimata are able somehow to bring out from themselves, to bring out some ahava, some yira, some avaydas Hashem, dafka the Darimata, because these people, Rav Nosson explained, shehem b'gushamim ha'oy, the tachlis agashmis. These people are megushomim the tachlis agashmis. They are lost in the physical world, the tachlis agashmis. The tachlis agashmis. Everything they wear has a name on it. You know, some people only one thing has a name on it. But these people have everything they wear has names on it. It's the tachlis agashmis. The tachlis agashmis. Kemavu Hashem b'tayra hanal. The Ha'oras Darimata, Humasha Me'irin Behem Bechinas Malaychal Haaretz Kevaydai. So how does the tzaddik reach these people? These people are total megushamim. They only care about gashmias, physical things and taivas. How does the tzaddik reach them? How does the tzaddik inspire these people? So the Rabbi Rav Nosson explains how Humasha Me'irin Behem Bechinas Maloichal Aretz Kevaydai. The tzaddik is able to show the Darimata that God is everywhere. That Maloichal Aretz Kevaydai. The God is even there, even in that Gashmis that you, in everything. Bechinas Hakitzav Aradim L'Shoich Ne'ofel. Like it says about Tchias Amesim. Wake up and sing and rejoice, those of you who dwell in the dust. Which means there are people who are alive, but they're completely embedded in the dirt. They're Shaykh Ne'afer. There are dead people who are Shaykh Ne'afer. Okay, we understand that. But then there are people who are alive. Even though they're breathing and they're alive, but they're Shaykh Ne'afer. Their whole life is being led in the dirt. And the tzaddik has the ability to wake these people up. Hakitzav Ranan L'Shoich Ne'ofer. Dahainu, Masha Machaskin Kol HaMunachim B'Diyot HaTachtoinim Ma'od Ma'od. The tzaddikim are able to give chizik to all of those who are found in the lowest place. B'Diyot HaTachtoinim Ma'od Ma'od. In the lowest, lowest. That's why I said subterranean. Lowest, lowest. Laval Yisya Shu Atzma Mishum Eifen Ba'olam. They're able to give chizik even to these people, the Dari Mata Sheba Mata, to give chizik to these people, to hold themselves together, never to be misyayish, not to give up hope. Not to give up. Zebichin is Yisachar. And this is the koyach, this is the quality of the tzaddik Yisachar. This is a true Talmud Chacham. This is the Talmud Chacham that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh wanted. Not the Talmud Chacham that sits by himself in a castle someplace away from the Jewish people, just writing a sefer, not feeling, not caring, not understanding. Who's Yisachar? Zeh Bechinis Yisachar. Bechinis Yesh Sachar. The word Yisachar, of course, means Yesh Sachar. There is reward. There's good stuff. Yesh Sachar. That's Yisachar. Yesh Sachar. Why is that the tzaddik's name? Shemidia l'chol boi olam. Because the tzaddik goes and tells everybody. I feel l'hagru ma'oid, even to those who are the worst in the world. Ki'adayin yesh sachar. You too are worthy of reward. You too should have hope. You too. You're something also. Kedayin Yesachar. Bechines ki Yesachar lepulaseich. V'yeshtik v'lach risech. Who did the Baruch Shalom say that to, Rabbi Say? Who was that pasuk said to? To Rachel Imenu. Kol b'roma nishma, Rachel mavakal b'neo. Kenenu. And Hashem tells her, "Mini kolach mi bechi, ben aich min dima, yesh sochar lepulasech, v'yesh tikva lachrisech." The tzaddik tells Rachel Imenu that there's yesh sochar, that there is, it'll be good for you. V'yesh tikva lachrisech, and there's hope for you in the end. Now, you know, Rachel Imenu means every Jewish person. So Rachel Imenu is the Shechina. It's Knesset Yisrael. And Rachel Imenu is that part of us that's in Golos. Ki kesh'odem nisrachik ne'Hashem Zbarach. Because when a person is far from Hashem, chas v'shalom. Mikol shekein, and how much more so, when a yid, God forbid, slips into all kinds of disgusting taivas, and sins, that's Rachel Imenu. The deepest part inside of us is crying, which is the Shechina Gadasha. And Rachel's crying over her children. The Shechina, which is Kedushas Yisrael, Nikus Rachel, is called Rachel. Kiyadu. Vazahi bebchinis kirachel lifnei goyzezeha ne'elama. When the Kedushas Yisrael, when the Rachel Imenu inside of us, has become so degraded and humiliated, that point inside of us is like the lamb, the sheep, that's standing in silence before those who shear off her wool. Meaning the glory of the animal is its wool. And the Rachel, that animal, the Rachel, is very, by nature, is very, very timid, is very meek. The Jewish people in Golas are compared to a Rachel lefnei gezezeha ne'elama. Like the sheep that stands before those who are shearing off her wool. Ne'alama. She stands there silent. Dahainus Kedushas HaNefesh Miyisrael. He ben HaKlipis V'sitra Achren HaMi'ikin Mitzayin La. The Kedushas Nefesh Miyisrael, the Rachel, is stuck amongst the klipas, the filth, and the sitra achra, the other side. Hami'ikir mitzayrin lo, that are constantly tormenting her. U'megardel chalishusa. And because she's become so weak, Rachel, alidei ribui avinoisav, hikirachel if negoz is there, because of the averis that we do, that Rachel has become so weakened. And she's compared to the sheep that's standing in, with her wool getting cut. Shehen goizizin, the goizlan isa, the gullas, a goizizin, the goizlan isa, that are cutting away our beauty and stealing from us. The noitlin mimena, haida v'sifarta, and are taking away from us, due to our avarice, because we're amongst the goyim, we're in gullas. That the splendor and the glory of the Jewish people is being shorn, being torn away, being cut away. And she doesn't know what to do. Silent. Mute. Mazahi b'chinas shechina ma'im eres. Kalanim yiroishi, kalanim yisrael, like Chazal say, that the Shekhinah is crying and saying when a Jew is in pain, even the worst Rasha, Kalanim Yiraishi, my head is hurting me. Kalanim Yisrael, my arm is hurting me. My Shom Rav Yisrael Zechon Levach. Ukezezeh HaRachik Ma'ayid. And when you have such a Jew who's in that terrible state, with the Rachel inside of him, is in such a galus that she's silenced and muted by the shame and the embarrassment of galus and the Averis that have taken place, and even such a person, and when a person who's in that matzav, that terrible matzav, is nisoyra, is awakened in the depths of that terrible, terrible matzav, of that distance, even though she stands, the Rachel stands there in such embarrassment and humiliation because of the averis that's stealing away from a Jew all that's precious and all that's good and holy that the Yetzirah takes from us. And the person, Afal Pichain, has some hisoiris. He has hisoiris that tzaddik is ma'orim. V'enimiyayish atzmai b'shum oifen. And even though this person has done a million averis and he's lost all of his glory and all of his splendor, which is the wool, he's lost all of that. This is where our psychas come from. And is constantly crying and screaming out to Hashem. When a Jew does that, there's crying because of all kinds of things. There are problems in the world. The person's crying because of panasa. The other person's crying because of the children. The other person's crying because of a shidduch. This one's crying because of health. But when a person cries because of the distance from Hashem, because of the world that's been shown, because of the hollowness of his life, being far from Hashem, when the person cries in such a way, not because my car broke down, or my kid failed, whatever it is, but because of this, that, Rabbi Nosson tells us, Zeh b'chinas kol b'rama nishma. That is the sound of Rachel Yimeinu crying. The Shechina in a Jew. Crying. Zeh b'chinas kol b'rama nishma. Nihi b'chi samrumim. Bitter tears. Bitter crying. Rachel mavaka al b'nea. Rachel's crying over her children, her sons. She can't be comforted and consoled. Begin kianenu. The Zohar Kodesh says, what does that mean? Hainus kedushas nefesh of Yisrael, she b'chinas Rachel. The kedushas nefesh of a Jew, which is Rachel. He boichu mavak al b'nei, is crying over her children. Who are her children? Haino al ma'isim tovim shela. She's crying over her children. The children of the Rachel inside of us are the mitzvahs of ma'isim tovim. All of the mitzvahs we could be doing and we should be doing. all of the davening, all of the learning that we could be and we should be doing. Rachel's crying over all of that that's not there. All of her children. The true children of the Jewish neshama, the Shechina inside of us, should be mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. But Rachel's mevaka al b'neo, may ani linochem al b'neo, ki enenu. Where are the mitzvahs that should have come out from me? Rachel's asking. Where's the Torah that should have come out from me? Where's the davening that should have come out from me? Enenu. Haino al ma'asim tovim shalosh she'ibda ayidei tavaseh haroyz. The children, all of these mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim are missing from her life because of what? All the taivas, all the desires, megalas, taivas haroyz. Kema'asim tovim nekroim banim. We know that ma'asim tovim, good things, mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim are called sons. Ki'ika told us, Eim shel tzadikim, we just learned that in Parshas Noach. Eila told us Noach, Noach is tzadik. The Ikka told the same, Shal Tzadikim, the main children, or the main offspring of a Tzadik, are Ma'asim Tovim, are his good deeds. Ikka told the same, Shal Tzadikim, Ma'asim Tovim. V'hi b'aycha b'mariris gadol ma'ayid. And Rachel inside of us is crying with great bitterness. B'b'chinas nehi b'chi tamruim ad asher kol b'rama nishma, that voice is heard. Birama, what does it mean, Birama? Now you know that, of course, right outside of Yerushalayim, there's a place, Rama, or Ramot, is, but there's a place, Rama. And the simple pshat is, call Birama Nishma, that the voice of Rachel Aminu is heard, Birama. But Ketargumai, the Targum says it means something deeper than that. It's not talking about someplace in Eretz Yisrael. Birama means, Targum says, Kal Birum Shmaya Ishtema. Birama means that sound of Rachel crying rises to the highest heavens. Kal Birama means, Rama is Ram, Umisnase, the highest heavens. Kal Birum Shmaya Ishtema. Kol b'roma nishma. Rochem levakel b'nei, a Jew who's crying over this distance from Hashem, who's crying over the miscarried mitzvahs and the lost ma'asim tovim. U'migodol ke'eva shehi roish es ezman rav asher adayin le'olsa aruch l'makosa. Rochel sees that it's already such a long time and she hasn't found any cure, there hasn't been any cure or anything to heal the wound, this pain. V'hi tzai ekes u'boicha zez man zmanim tuva. And she's crying out and screaming. But it's ne'lam. It's a silent scream. Because we often don't hear it even inside of, we don't even hear it ourselves. We hear it when we're very unhappy, even though things seem to be going okay in life. We're still not happy. We hear it when, for reasons that we can't figure out, we're frustrated, we're angry. Like we learned a lot about the Erus HaTshuva without going into now. But the Rachel Imenu is screaming. V'yitzay ekes uvaycha zezman zman tuva for a very long time. V'adayin hi rechoykim Hashem zbarach kol kach. And she's still so far from Hashem. V'al kenen therefore me'an li'inochem al b'nei ki inenu. She can't be consoled. Al b'nei because her children are not there. Begin because Rachel says in her heart, Eich, the Jew says this Dori Mata, this subterranean person says in his heart, Eich Evshel Nachameinu, how could you give me any comfort? How can you console me? Vani Yadei Keinenu, and I know, because I know that it's all gone. Everything is lost. Ki ein Hashem is barach imi adayin. I know that Hashem is no longer with me. He doesn't care about me anymore. Ki ani rochek mi Hashem is barach ma'od ma'od. Because I am so far away from Hashem. Avlaf al pichein. despite all of that, and how the Dorimata feels. Even though she's so far, somehow, and this comes through the tzaddik, somehow she's mechazekes herself, adayin litzoig v'livkos l'Hashem Yisbarach tamin, to at least scream out to Hashem, to always scream and to cry out to Hashem. That's kol berama nishma. That sound of Rachel crying, of the Dorimata crying, that sound reaches the highest place, berama, goes up all the way high up. As I'm this Erin Rachme Hashem is Baruch. And then the Rachme Hashem, there's nothing that gives more nachas ruach. And it's Ma'ira, the Rachme Hashem, that awakens the Rachmim above. Umeyer Aleha Orevis Chazkus Milamala. And then Hashem shines upon this person who dwells below, who's so broken and lost. Hashem shines upon that person a ha'or, a piece of light, some light. His chaskas. And he doesn't know why, but he feels his chaskas, this person. That he receives that his chaskas milamala bebchinas, because Hashem is telling him at that moment, koyamar Hashem. Mini kalich mibachi, stop crying. Stop screaming and crying. Beinach midimah, and the tears to stop flowing from your eyes. Ki yesh socha lepu'ulaseich, v'yesh tikva l'achrisach. It'll be good. Yesh socha, yesocha. V'yesh tikva l'achrisach. In the end it'll be good. There's still hope for you. As long as you're still screaming. As long as you're still calling out. As long as you're mechazik yourself, not to give up, and you still cry out, and you still call to me, then the person feels inside that comforting sound of Hashem telling the Rachel, you made him inside of me, Rachel, stop crying. It'll be good, you'll see it's going to be good. You're not one of those people who don't care. You're not one of those people that makes believe that everything is fine. It'll be good. And that's the job of the tzaddik. To give over Hashem's voice, to give over Hashem's words of comfort. That's the job of every Rebbe, of every parent. That's the job, especially in Achas Yom, especially in Nikvas de Mashiach. For a Rebbe, for a teacher to be able to hear that cry, even though Rachel's lefnei gozer ne'eloma, silent. That's what we were talking about, that cry last week. Silent. The kids are sitting in the classroom. Don't hear from them any crying. Sometimes the kid that has the greatest pain is the one that's making all the jokes and laughing the loudest, right? Could be that's the kid with the biggest pain. Kiyadua, that the clowns in the circus are usually the most tibrachan mention in the world. Whenever you have in a class, the one that acts up the most is the biggest Rachmanis, Kiddur. And if you ever get that person, if you ever get that kid alone, in a real moment, you'll see that smile or that smirk on the face is just paint. But underneath is a very broken person. And the tzaddik is called Yisachar. And the whole inin of a tzaddik, especially before Mashiach comes, is yesh socha lepulasech, yesh tikva l'achrisech. And the tzaddik is able to talk to even a person who's a chamor, a donkey, who's a dorimata chomer mamish. His whole life is just chumis. Why does a person bury himself in gashmis? Because he thinks that he's too far from Hashem to ever have any connection to Hashem. So he just throws himself into the gashmis. That's why. That's why the Gashmis. So the tzaddik tells the Dorimata, you're wrong. You're still hurting. You're still crying. And the Rachel inside of you is crying because of that distance from Hashem, because all of the children, the mitzvahs of Masim Tovim, Einenu, they're gone. And Yisach the Tzaddik reassures the Darimata. Yisach lepulaser. V'yesh tikfa l'achriser. If our children would be hearing that in the classroom and at home, or at least in one of them, if the children would be hearing that all the time, then things would look very, very different. But that's the tzaddik. Mini kolich mi bechi, ve'inayich mi dima. Ki yesoch le polosa ve'yishtik le'achvisa ve'kol ze ayde ha-tzadik ha-dor ha-godl b'malam mo'ay. This is the avoid of the big tzadik. Shubachinis yesoch. This koyach of yesoch. Shemeya b'chol nefesh v'nefesh. That the tzadik is able to shine into each and every soul. U'meidila, and to let each and every Jew know. Ki yedayin yesoch. Yesoch. Sein gut. It'll be good. Yes, sir. K'may Shomer Ben Zechon L'Rach. As Rabbi Nachman would say, everybody knows, Ki Ein Shum Yeish Ba'alam. That was Rabbi Nachman's battle cry. In Poland, it was painted over in the Shtiblach, across the wall, the breast of the Shtiblach. Ein Shum Yeish Ba'alam. There is no such thing as giving up hope. Ein shum yesh b'olam. That's Rabbi Nachman's big message. To keep on screaming, and for others to be able to hear that scream. Ke ein shum yesh b'olam. Ke ein shum dibur. Ein shum dibur. There isn't one word. Lo yishum tzaka, or one scream of a Jew. Neveres, that's lost. That's meaningless. Adrabe. It's Kalbi Rama Nishma. The tzaka reaches the highest place. Kalbi Rama Nishma. Kein shum diba loy shum tzaka nevedes afilu tzaka mishol tachtiyais. Even a scream that rises up, especially a scream that rises up from the lowest depths, from the Darimata. You see that in the Chumash, you see how in the Torah, the Baruch Shalom says that if there's a Yosem, there's an Almana, if there's an orphan or a widow that screams, Shameani. And how careful, God forbid, to hurt any Jew, but especially a Yosem and an Almana. And the Yosem and Almana are also code words for the Darimata, for people. Almana has the word Nel, as the Isis Nelama. No, Almana means a widow. It's the same letters as the word Nelama. She can't stick up for herself. That's an Almana is at a disadvantage. She has no one to protect her. She's silenced. Kirachel of Negozizah Ne'elama. And you see that the Baruch Shem said in his Torah that you don't hear, you make sure you listen to the Yisoyim and Almanas. Because I hear. I listen to them. The sound that comes from those Jews who the rest of the world has silenced, the Baruch Shem says, I hear those. And be careful not to mess with them. On a deeper level, it means all Jews who are Darimata, especially. All Yidden who are in that place, Darimata. That's the inyan of the tzaddik. And the tzaddik comes and tells everybody, all the Darimata, ki ein shum diva lo yishum tzaka nevedes afilo tzaka mishal tachtiyas, ein en nevedes loylam. And he goes on, if you have time, you look in the Halachas to see, it's a whole long piece on this Nakuda. On this Nakuda. So the Tzaka, we learned here, this Tzaka, which you can't always hear, and the person himself sometimes, as we learn, the deepest scream comes davka when no one else hears. But it's called, that scream is davka called the Rama Nishma. That's the scream that's heard most above. That's the highest scream. Now, if you look at the next page, it's the Kud Alachas Tfilas Mincha. Now, just judging by the numbers of the Sifim, you could see what a long piece it is. It's not even finished here. Pei Tes means the 89th section of this Torah. It's a long Torah. You see what it says, Pei Tes? Now, we know that Yaakov Avinu wanted Rachel Yimeinu. And the yichud of Yaakov and Rachel is very, very, very deep. And the second that they saw each other, they knew that. And we're now entering into the, now we're coming into the parishes of Yaakov and Rachel. So we learned that Rachel Yimeinu is that part of us that's crying and screaming. So what does this have to do with Yaakov? So at the end last week I mentioned Hakol Kol Yaakov. The Torah doesn't say that about anybody else, only Yaakov Avinu. That the voice is the voice of Yaakov. Are you dying this? Hakol Kol Yaakov. So let's try to learn a little bit from this Torah. Again, it's a very long piece. Mincha Peites. So you know that each of the others not only corresponds, but each of those is Mesak in a different davening. So Avraham Avinu was Shachris, and Yitzchak Avinu is Mincha, Beitzei Tzolosup is Mincha, and Yaakov Avinu is Marv. That's really not Pashas Tol, but Pashas Beitzei. Vayolim Shem Kiva Hashemesh, Yaakov Avinu at night and the ladder. So Yaakov Avinu was Mesak in Marv. And you know that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. That originally, Marv was optional. We already accepted it as obligatory. But Marv, in its beginning, was a Rishus. Was Rishus optional. Look what Rabbi Nelson says here. Ki Tfilas Arvis, Himashitikan Yaakov Avinu. What's this davening of Marv? It's what Yaakov Avinu was Masakin, what he established. L'ischazik b'tfila, to give a Jew the ability to be mischazik in davening. Afila mitaych oimek achayshach, even from the oimeth, even from the depths of darkness, that's Marv, nighttime. Shubitaykif meriris hagolas beguf and nefesh, which is the strongest golas, the guf of the body, the nefesh of the soul. Keniskalel. That's Yaakov Avinu. That's what Yaakov Avinu set up. And Yaakov Avinu has such a hard life. Shaydei zei ikar binyan bayi shlishi. And through this, Marav is the ikar binyan, is the ikar building of the third Beis HaMikdash comes through this. Shona mekavim, that we're hoping, we're waiting, shiye nivne b'schus Yaakov, that we know from Navi and from Chazal that the first Beis HaMikdash is Avraham Avinu, who called it a mountain, har, and the second Beis HaMikdash is Yitzchak, called it a field, that was less Shabbos. And the third Beis HaMikdash is Beis Yaakov, is a bais. The third Beis HaMikdash that we're waiting for, the final Beis HaMikdash, is Yaakov Avinu. So there's a Ikar Binyan Bayis Shlishi, from a Kam Shinivna B'Shus Yaakov, which will be built in the Schus of Yaakov Avinu, Keniskel El. V'alkein, therefore, Tfilas Avis, Rishus. Therefore, Mariv is Rishus, optional. But why? Why? L'harakosha. Im Kain, is l'harakosha im Kain, kishizayis ha-tfilas al Arvis Rishus. If this davening of Mariv is Rishus, it's optional. Im Kain, matikin Yaakov Avinu. So what did Yaakov Avinu, what was he masakin? That you have, if you'd like, you could do this. V'chiyala al-da'as sheish isa l'spal v'layla. But Yaakov Avinu had to tell us, you're allowed to daven at night. We should think that you're not allowed to daven at night. Why did Yaakov Avinu came along and he said, Yidden, you know what, I want to tell you something. If you want to, you could daven at night. Why not? I mean, Yaakov Avinu was a masakin marav, and marav is a vishus, to say that you have permission. Vishus also means not just optional, means what? It's permitted. You want to daven at night, you can. That's what Yaakov Avinu is masakin, that I can daven at night. Ach Yaakov Avinu tzofa v'ro oimek harichas hagolos amar hazeh. This is Rachel Imenu's husband. That Yaakov Avinu saw in the future. Oimek harichas hagolos, he saw the depths of how long and terrible Golos was going to be. Ech ha-sitra'achra v'yitzar mispashid ma'oid ma'oid b'chlal b'frat, how the sitra'achra, the other side, the yitzar was going to spread and infect so much b'chlal b'frat, the Jewish people and individual Jews. Shazal b'chinis cheshkas laila, which is the meaning of the darkness of night. K'nis k'leil. V'ba'aitzem kaychai. And Yaakov Avinu, with all of his strength, with all of his might, tikein, he made a tikkun. Shagam oz, that a Jew should know that even if you're in the darkest, darkest, worst, most disgusting thing on earth, you have permission to daven. The Baruch Shalom allows you to speak to him. Oz nuchel espal v'loshu v'lashem. You can still daven and come back to Hashem. You might think, I can't, a person like me. Shazo b'chinas tefilas arvis k'niskel el, which is marv. Avarosh me'oitza me'iris espashtas ha'sitrach ha'klipas al kol echad v'echad yev shlosakin l'hatal of chiyu l'spalos. But Yaakov Avinu saw that you can't make it an obligation. You can't obligate the person who's so tzibrochen to daven. You can't obligate him. Because you're making something that a person, not everybody could do. Ki oz b'chinas taikiv me'iris cheshkas laidu b'chinas heder ha'dibur. Most people can't speak. I was just talking to somebody who's going through terrible sorrows, and I asked him, are you davening? He says, I don't have the strength to daven. I would like to, I don't have the strength. I can't. And this was a person who was a big davener. So I can't, I don't have the kaychus anymore. This went wrong, that went wrong, everything's bad. No, it's terrible sorrows. He says, I don't have the strength. Bechinas yoina ilamis. Here we have the dove that is silent. The Jewish people compared to a dove. This is the same we're learning by Rachel Imenu. Ne'elama. B'chinis ne'elamti lo eftach pi. I am mute. I have been made silent. I can't open my mouth. You can't demand davening of a person who's in such a state. You can't demand it. B'chinis ne'elamti dumia hecheshesi mitoiv. I have become silent, totally mute. Hecheshesi, I have no good. There's no good in my life. She said, "Nemar alzman hagolus." That pasuk, these pasukim, all talking about golus, the chlal of the Jewish people, or befrat of each person. Ad shelulei karech hatzadikim magadaylam. That if not for the koyach of the big tzadikim of Yisachar and Yaakov Avinu, b'chinas Yaakov. For how you are called Mizyashon Lagamim Lispalo, Jews had a very long time ago given up hope. They don't have the strength to call out. They're silent. They can't daven. They can't scream. Gloshuv, Oz Bispashus Tahim Esroim Ke'ela, with Bispashus, with the spreading forth of such depths of tzaris and evil. Vzetiket Yaakov Avinu, and this was the tikkun of Yaakov Avinu. Shubachin is Klal Atzadikim Agadolim. Yaakov Avinu was the father of all tzaddikim, because Klai Yisrael comes from him. Can be many yotzu kulam, all the tzaddikim, all of his children were tzaddikim. Shabbat Yitzim Kaychet Tikkun Takanis Neflois, with his great strength, He was Mesakin wondrous takonis, the Nairos, great awesome takonis. Ma'oid, the ace, Shalon Shama Makamahu, when he himself was lying in the night, it was dark. Kivah Shemesh, Vayolan Shem Kivah Shemesh, he was lying flat on his back. And Golas running away, the Halmaisa. The Yorad Lamakam Shayorad, and Yaakovinu had descended to that place where he descended to, the next page. Hashan also, when he was sleeping. Umisham Olu Lamakam Sha'olam. And that's why that's stuck in the place. Zeshar Shemayim. And you can base the Lukim, Zeshar Shemayim. He had a gilu of the third base, of the base of Mikdash over there. Zeshar Shemayim, in that place. Olu Lamakam Sha'olam. And that's why there was a ladder. The bottom of the ladder was on earth, and the top ladder was going to the highest heights. That's the meaning of Darimala and Darimata. That's the meaning of Kol Berama Nishma, from all the way down from the Darimata all the way to the highest place. M'shalom Olu Lamakim Sha'olam. That he made a tikkun of tefillas arvis v'shus to tell the Jew, you too can daven. I'm not going to tell you you have to. You don't feel you have the koiches to, but you can. If you want to, you can. The Baruch Hashem is listening to you, and he loves you. Achet tikkun afilu b'cheskes lailo afilu mamish yisoyer odem b'tzaynes chazakim espalav loshul Hashem yisbar lo yisyayish min atfilu v'atzaok el olam. And never ever, no matter what you've done, never ever give up screaming out to Hashem. Never give up from davening. Kamoyshe hizra ad the name of Arena for Aben Zachon Levroch of Omar Akshlali Siaish when had Tsaok about Tfilah. Don't ever give up from the Tsaokas and the Tfilahs. Don't ever give up. Vaza kol mishapach l'toiva. And then you'll see that everything is mishapach l'toiva. Everything can be mishapach l'toiva. Could change suddenly in a good way. This Kedusha of Yaakov Avinu, of Tfilas Arvis Vishus, is planted in each and every Jew. We all come from him. It's that point of the deepest truth inside of a Jew, is that he's still connected to Hashem. That's the deepest truth. And that's Titan Emes LeYaakov. That part inside of a Jew that's called Yaakov, that's Tfilas Arvis Rishus, that's Emes La'amitai. The absolute truth of who a Jew is, always seeks Hashem's face. Never gives up. Mevakshe Panecha Yaakov Sela, forever. If a Yaakov was able to bring this about, that he was able to infuse into the heart of a Jew, even now, to the end of all generations, which signals the Mashiach, which is the most bitter part of all the Golos, the darkest part of the night, the last part of the night, that even such a person living now, Yistakal Kolechel Emes La'amita, that he's able to look and to see inside of himself the emes la'amitai, that he's a Jew. The deepest truth, that he's a Jew, and that he can come back. Ancha kol echad yischazim mikol mokim shuhu, b'ritzonis chazokim v'kisufim toivim l'Hashem's bar, that everybody can return to Hashem with strong yearning and desire. B'chin zechati b'lai l'shim Hashem says in the Pasuk, I remembered you at night. I remembered your name in the darkness of the night. B'chin zezker niginosi b'lai l'shim. I remembered my song, the song of my soul, I remembered at night. Even at night. In Lavavi Asich V'Yichapis Ruchi, I spoke to my soul and I searched for my spirit. My Yiyah HaSoif HaTachlis M'Nani. Rav Shalom, what's going to be the end of me? Chinas Amishkovi B'Leilo is B'Kashti Eshahav V'Nav, like Shalom El says, Shashim, that lying upon my bed at night, I sought the love of my soul. The deepest truth inside of me, even though it's the darkest night. She is chazek gam oz, to be mischazek even then, lechapish, levakesh, esha ahava nafshi, to seek that love of my soul, she kedusha si hadusa, which is the kedusha of my Yiddishkeit, which is the emes la'amita of who I am. Ve'af al pisha nidmalei sheni yochel limtzei b'chinis b'kashtiv le'imitzosiv, even though, like it says, Hashem, I can't, I don't know how to strengthen him, but b'kashtiv, I looked for him once, le'imitzosiv, I never found that part of me. Afapichen akumana, says Hashir Shem, even though Bikashlam is akumana, I get up again. Fasaiva beir, beshvokim rechavis, and I dray around the city and the streets. the markets, and I asked, did you see my beloved? So ikke tikus tik nyak bin shtam betoyg khashkes lad bin zavi khazagos na vaksh na khapza shemesh ba bin sens khazak ma ay atsay de zem in meili is khazig lifter piv that finally the Jew who was silent until now nelama the almona rochel nelamti has the courage to finally open his mouth and to scream and to say dibur tfila davin gam oz be beginis nelamti dum ye khashesi mitoy ve kavi neka kham libi bekirbi bagigi. My heart begins to get warm again. Bahagigi. And I say the words, Sivar Eish, and a fire burns in me. Dibarati b'lashen, the words come back into my mouth. The emes is, this is the ikar shleimus of davening, to daven in such a way. This is the ikar eitz of tefillah v'sichir is baited us. This is the ikar eitz of davening. Kibemes eev shal espalel v'far sichosik, kimai devet sanis tevim kesufu, because unless you have strong with sinus, strong longing to get out of that, you can't really come to true davening. You can daven, you say the words, you can be yitz, but you can't come to true davening. Don't make your davening keva, just like a root, a rote. Of course there are obligatory davening, meaning the shachris, mincha, for the regular people. If you don't make obligatory davening, people won't daven at all. So you have to give something, they have to daven. At least maybe this way it'll catch on somehow. Ava Yaakov, but Yaakov did something else. Ava Yaakov shahir desatzma ad asayif ad ikvis mashiach. That's why his name is Yaakov, which is Akev, which is ikvis the mashiach. Yaakov took himself down by Yolun Shem Kivu Hashemesh in the darkest, darkest time of Golos, in the night, lying down flat, and this old Chanukah, the whole new Chanukah, that the menorah is lamatim esotva, that the davki light the Chanukah in that place, b'shus haram, by the sitra achra, by the chitzayim, in the darkness. Davke at night, Davke at the end of the month, there's no yontif like that. The end of the month, which is the darkest time. Davke in the winter, it's just the longest nights. All of it is Yaakov Avinu. It's all Yaakov Avinu. Ho osag be'ika ha'tikin shebechines tefilas arvus v'shus. Ve'ein lona v'shus l'ishtameish behem el l'roisim lavan. That's the meaning of Yaakov Avinu, tefilas arvus. That even a yid that's in such a place, that he infused this into the Jew not to give up davening. Achi Zoyah Me'atzmai, until he is awakened, the Spal Hashem is Bar Peshusa, Ritzani, so Iker Tikkun HaTefillah Kaniskalel, and the whole Inyan, you see, well, maybe off time we'll finish it a little bit more next week, but you can see, that's what this whole Torah is about. He goes on to explain the Inyan of Ikvus the Mashiach, that the lowest neshamas that ever were in history at Davka at the end. And that's what the Indian of Yaakov wrestling with the Sarish Laisa, and he had the name Yisrael. Yisrael means Li Raish, the Davka from the Akev, Davka the lowest one, Li Raish, Yisrael, could reach the highest place, could climb back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Davka in our generation, the Vikas of Mashiach, the Snoises of Mashiach, because the greatest Nachas Ruch is from the Darim Mata, the Akev that lifts itself up to the Raish, that's the biggest Nachas that the Baruch Shalom has, is Davka Lizoik, Lespal, Leschanin, Litzoik, to scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Koyach of Yaakov in him. With Rachel, made him. That's the zivig of Yaakov and Rachel. That's the marriage of Yaakov and Rachel. The Yaakov gives chizik to Rachel. The Rachel can cry out, and she can keep on screaming in the Kol Baram and Nishma, and can come to that madrega of the third Beis Hamikdash, not to be misyayish from davening. That's what this Torah is about. That's where the tzaka comes from. The inyan of Yaakov and Rachel. We should be zeicher that the tzakas that are not heard by any other human being should be heard by the Rama, by the Baruch Hu, we should be zeicher for the Blessed Shem. Amen.